Crew.
Only on the new Hot 96.9.
The story that's happening in Swampscott, yet everybody in Massachusetts is chiming in. People from across the country are chiming in on it. And it's about that the principal was getting let go. Now, the principal recently came out as transgender. And so the school is letting her go.
Well, the superintendent says their official position was that they didn't renew her contract.
Right. But, you know.
She's been there since 2012 as the principal of this elementary school.
Yeah. And you could speculate why.
Right.
There's a lot of speculation.
Yeah. I'm looking at some of the comments on this, and it's like, if you weed out the extreme on both ends, it's like everybody's chiming in with, you know, pro why they agree that she was let go, why it's wrong that she was let go. It's insane.
But we don't. I mean, the fact is we don't know the exact reason why.
No,
we can only speculate.
Yeah, that's, I think,
point.
It's all speculation at this
but,
point.
You know.
And, you know, I understand why they're letting her go.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking about, there are a lot of parents out there that don't want to have to explain to their 6, 7, or 8-year-old when they come home from school about certain things. You know, people look at school as that safe haven, that place my kid can go there, can learn, you know, and doesn't have to learn about certain things at a young age that they don't need to know right now. So I understand
kids
that.
Learn. Kids meet all kinds of different
right.
people. They're, you know, meeting different people, and parents need, just because something's uncomfortable for you doesn't mean you don't have that conversation with your kid. If your kid has a question, you answer the question.
But if you don't really want to have that conversation
but
with your
kid. But why wouldn't you want to have a conversation with your child who's asking you a question?
Well, there are, at a certain age, there at a young age, there are parents that don't want to have certain conversations with their kids.
Why That's not?
They might think it's too early.
Right. It's too early. I'm not really ready. Maybe my kid doesn't need to know about this at this age. As they get older, then it's one thing. There are parents out there who don't let 18-year-olds go to the mall by themselves. So there, every parent is different, and there are a
lot. Well, then can I ask you, as parents, why? What makes you think if a kid's young enough to ask a question that they don't deserve some type of answer?
Oh, me? I mean, honestly, I don't care. I was at Cheesecake Factory the other day with my daughter, and she's 11, and the way the server came over, and my daughter, after the server walked away, goes, "Was that a boy or a girl?" And I said, I honestly don't know. She said, "All right, so just don't say sir or ma'am." So she's at the stage where she gets.
But she's, how old you say she
she's
was?
11.
She's a little bit old.
You know, like, that's easier to explain to her. At 5 or 6, it might be a little more, because you're still explaining to them about, like, colors in the alphabet.
But I think, too, that a lot of times parents think you have to give a child an answer that. And usually it's way too much. Like, when your kid asks about sex, a lot of times I feel like parents feel like they have to give them the entire, you know, encyclopedia of everything about sex, when really you'll be satisfied at different ages about certain, you know, giving them smaller pieces of information. Like you said, you just said, "I don't know," and then...
But you want to give them information because, you know, as a parent, kids are always going to have follow-up questions. So
right.
when they ask a question, there's going to be a follow-up. So then that's going to dig deeper and deeper into a certain, into that topic that that you're talking about. And I think in this situation here, there are a lot of parents that don't want to have these conversations at this age with their young kids.
The way that I see it is kids are going to be exposed to different types of people. Diversity is everywhere. So if you have an opportunity to teach your kids and educate them about certain topics, you should do that, unless you don't care about them getting certain information. And this could even go to the sex conversation from their friends and from their peers, and they could be getting incorrect information. Maybe you should educate yourself about these types of things. And if your child does ask you a question, that should be your opportunity
right.
to say, "Okay, so this is the deal." So it comes from you and not from outside
right.
uneducated sources.
But they're not always exposed to a lot of things at school. I mean, you know, I think that sometimes that's the misconception. My kid goes to a school where he's the only, like, one or two black kids that go there. So he, you know, he's not exposed to a lot of things.
I'm going to take a phone call here. Oh, hold on a second. I'm sorry. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm okay.
So what's up? What do you think?
Well, so as a parent, I just want to say that you know, I'm very straightforward with my children and honest, and I'll answer anything that they ask but at the appropriate time and the appropriate age. I think that this is one of those situations where, you know, our rights as parents are being taken away. We want to make sure that they do learn and that we are educated. And this is a decision I feel like the principal had been thinking about for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And I think that they should have brought that to the board and to the parents before just kind of like, okay, guess what? I'm a different person now. And then bringing up all these questions.
Well, can I ask, what right do you think is being taken away from you?
I feel like our right as a parent to answer questions as they come from our child and when it's an appropriate age for them to learn about certain things is being taken away because the world's changed so much. You know, you can't shelter them like you would have before. You can't because mm-hmm. there are so many different issues in the world now that didn't exist when we were younger.
And I think,
you know, like for instance, a fifth grader doesn't need to be learning about graphic details about
sex.
Different genders and stuff like that. Like, and I'm telling you, they did it. Without our consent.
Right.
Like, they just did it.
Yeah.
And see, I understand her point because, you know, I think she's, I guess what her question is be to kind of like, you know, kind of dumb it down a little bit is, you know, should they be teaching sex ed to kids that are, you know, fifth graders or fourth graders or something like that?
I really think that a lot of this is just parents being uncomfortable with different things themselves. And I think that adults and parents are refusing to understand things themselves.
But can I ask
you
a question, though?
Even when there are things about, like, using different pronouns, like, a lot of, you know, adults are like, oh, yeah, here we go, blah,
right.
blah, blah.
Right.
And you don't even want to learn about it yourself, so how are you going to teach your children? And I think the problem is that there are, especially when we're talking about trans people are out here being killed and that's a problem,
right, that
because
is
there's misunderstanding about things.
Can I ask you a question, though? What is wrong with being uncomfortable and explaining?
I didn't say anything. No. So I think that you have to have those
uncomfortable conversations. But what I'm saying, what is wrong with a person being uncomfortable and not wanting to have those conversations? Maybe they are uncomfortable because they don't know what to say. Because nowadays... let me just make one point. If you say the wrong thing, it will offend a certain person. So sometimes you're uncomfortable because you don't want to hurt nobody's feelings.
I don't think that's why people are uncomfortable.
Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
What do you think?
I think when you make that decision, you need to think about the profession that you are in. And the profession that she is in is not only making a change to her life, but to a lot of children. And I agree with the fact that that does kind of put a pressure on the parents to be forced to talk about it, which it is so common nowadays, and it is a topic that everybody talks about. But it goes into the fact of when you make that decision for yourself, you need to think about the spot that you're in and the change it's going to make for a lot of other people as well.
And I'm sure she did think about that.
Well, so I work in a car dealership, and I have a transgender boss. Mm-hmm. And she knows that profession. She works face-to-face with a lot of people. And coming when some people take it and are not okay, and some people, it doesn't even faze them. But she knows that there's that challenge in this profession. She knows that sometimes there might not be positions available for her because of this.
Which is unfortunate.
But which is unfortunate to say, but it is coming more. It's hard to say. I think that this should have been brought up to how that woman Michelle said to the board of the school or the parents. I think that it is nowadays more open and more okay, and I have absolutely no issues whatever. I love my manager to death. We are so close, and she has taught me so much to see how strong she is and the pain and how hard it is to do those things.
Hey, you don't have to say where the place is. Is it a Jeep dealership by any chance?
Is it a Jeep dealership?
That you work at?
Yeah, it is, actually.
I know who you're talking about. That's my homie, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. Very nice lady.
Wow.
Bro, I went there to buy, you know, my wife and I went to buy a Jeep.
Yeah.
But got her whole story.
Right, but yeah, I think in that situation, you know, when you're dealing with adults, you would think they've been developed, they've been around, you know, it's a little bit easier for them to understand.
I think adults can be worse.
Well, they can be worse.
Because a lot don't want to understand.
I understand that, but when you're dealing with young kids that are kind of like undeveloped, as a parent, you kind of want to ease them into certain things is what I'm trying
to
get
at. How about we develop them to be tolerant?
Well, what it is, here
and
it is. What it is.
Yeah,
but let me ask this question, though, and I think that is true, but there are a lot of people out there that might not, that feel a certain way, that they might not agree with it, they might not like it.
There are
and
a lot
that's,
of people.
And that's but, true, and that's, you're right, but it also means don't be a...
I understand. Don't
I want to use the word, but I can't.
Don't be a person that's like, you know, that's vicious.
That causes trans people to be out here getting killed.
Right. Don't be one of those people. But there are people who are not like that, who just don't agree with it and maybe feel like, listen, I don't want to have to explain to my child, or, you know, as an adult, I might not want to, you know, be around that kind of thing. And, you know, I don't agree with that. You know, whatever you want to do, you want to do. But there are people who feel that way, and you can't look at them as, like, you know, a-holes.
Right. And what it is, it's like right now we're like in a transition, pardon the pun, period. So we're like figuring stuff out.
Right.
And everybody, a lot of people think if you have the opposite opinion of them, that you have the extreme opposite opinion on both sides. Whereas
that is true.
Some parents are like, hey, look, I just don't want to give my kid the history of the universe all at once.
Right.
I want to, like, you
I
know.
I want him to learn his timetables.
Because they're learning, the parents are learning as the kids are learning, too. Like, I know you're, as an adult, you're supposed to know it all to pass on to your kids, but you don't. You know what I'm saying?
And you know the other thing that makes it difficult and today is because you don't know, like, you know what's appropriate and what's not appropriate, but there are a lot of little things in there, like, that you really don't understand. So that's why I think a lot of people are kind of nervous, or they don't really want to get into certain situations, have to explain, because they don't know, like, did I say the right thing? Am I calling the person by the right name?
But see, all you have to do, all it takes is you to want to learn yourself as an adult, and that's the problem I'm saying. That a lot of people aren't even trying to understand.
And I feel like with this specific situation, how much of it is really, I don't want to have this conversation with my child, as opposed to, well, I don't want my child to be around a transgender woman.
Well, that's the extreme thing I was talking about.
Yeah, that's
like, what is it really?
The extreme on both ends, you're never going to fix. It's fixing the stuff in the middle. You know what I'm saying?
Wake up! It's Hot 96.9's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.